My guess is I would have finished no matter what.
But I also sense that you made up your mind that that's your teacher.
No, I never made up my mind. Never made up my mind. It was...
That was not a choice.
It was, yes, that was not a choice. It was completely known from the first tenth of a second. Then I spent 2 years denying it, fighting it, and trying to say it can't be. Part of which I was in graduate school. Spiritual life didn't, and there's many like me, but we're not the majority. Spiritual life didn't happen in my life because I was looking for something. I was not looking for anything. It was what they call a bolt out of the blue. So that's trustworthy. There was no way I could be fooling myself because I wasn't trying to get anything. So I'm not saying that that's a good way, but it is a trustworthy way. There's a certain luck in having it happen that way because there's nothing to question. There's not, even though you can fight it like I did, but you can only fight what you absolutely know for so long and then you just give up. So I didn't have to wrestle with these questions. My luck is I didn't have to deal with willingness, I didn't have to deal with what beliefs am I willing to shed or not shed. And there's all these issues that happen for sincere people who are either trying to grow spiritually or trying to get to the end of suffering or trying to evolve their consciousness, whatever it is that people struggle with. The schlemiels like me that have it as a bolt out of the blue, the luck is we don't have to go through all that. We go through it backwards. We fight those battles after we already know what's true and real. And then we're just fighting with ourselves. Then it's just a denial. Then it's just trying to deny what you already know to be the case. And I can't think much stupider than that, but so be it. Many, many people besides me are in that category, but we're not the majority. I'd say it's 10 or 20%. So I wasn't ever looking for the end of suffering, and I wasn't looking for God, and I wasn't seeking truth and any of all that good stuff. I was just trying to get through life with as little responsibility as possible. Basically, that didn't work out real well. I mean, look what I do now. So that's how mysterious things are, is that there's no predicting and no explaining how these things happen. So are there stages? You can call them stages. I'd rather call them thresholds, that certain things have to be in place. Is there a process? Yeah. Is it the same for everyone? One says yes and one says no. And is it so much wider than that, that in a sense anything is possible? That's the real answer. There are people who literally, the process of the end of suffering happening from point zero to it's all done, literally, 15 minutes. And there are people 70 years and they don't get there. How do you explain that? There is an explanation. That's how vast the possibilities are. That's how diverse the possibilities are. You have that much freedom. This universe is that free.